T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kyle Condit is the managing editor of Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball at the UVA Center for Politics. And Kyle, I'm glad to have you here. Let me start with what I think is probably the headline for this Monday morning, this proposal that I am told will be introduced in the House of Delegates to impeach the governor. Does this have a chance of moving forward? And do you think this is the right way to go about that?
Well, it's not for me to say whether it's the right way to do it or not, but, Patrick Hope, a Democratic state delegate, is going to introduce an impeachment against Justin Fairfax, lieutenant governor, obviously, who's facing these two different sexual assault allegations. And really, it's up to, the Republicans do control the House of Delegates, albeit narrowly, and it's really up to Speaker Kirk Cox as to whether they want to proceed here. But impeachment in the Virginia legislature is similar to impeachment in the U.S. Congress, in that just a simple majority in the lower House of Delegates in the case of Virginia would advance impeachment to the Senate, and then the Senate would have to vote 2/3 to remove the lieutenant governor. And so that's what we're looking at. What the prospects for success are, I don't really know, but it's a kind of almost unprecedented solution to what has become this sort of unprecedented problem.
Yeah, and the Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, you mentioned, has said that the lieutenant governor should in fact resign, but that stops short of saying that he would vote to proceed with impeachment.
That's right, and I also think that when it comes to case of impeachment, again, this is based sort of more on my understanding of how it works at the federal level, and we do have more recent experience with that at the federal level with Bill Clinton. Obviously, he was impeached but not removed from office. But I sort of there are specifications in the Virginia Constitution as to what what would prompt impeachment. But I personally see it as, does the legislature believe that there's been some sort of malfeasance in office? And I think you can make that case more clearly with Fairfax than, say, with Ralph Northam, just because Fairfax is accused of crimes here, although he's not been convicted of them.
Yeah, but malfeasance in office is the key phrase here. I mean, all of this stuff predates him even being a public figure, right? Does that matter?
Sure. Yeah. No, that's a good point. Well, it may or may not. That's what's so hazy about all of this. But again, I do think that this is, we're not talking about a criminal court here. We're talking about a judgment call. As I see it, a judgment call by the legislature. And whether that majority exists in the House of Delegates seems a little bit unclear, and certainly whether 2/3 of the Senate, that's even more unclear.
So, Delegate Hope has posted on Twitter that he needs to have additional conversations now before he files the articles of impeachment today. I guess this is a shifting story here this morning. Have you seen that? Are you aware of any?
I have not seen that. And, one other just sort of overall issue here is that, a lot of states have a, kind of a full-time legislature. Virginia does not. And they're trying to do all these other things during this session. And obviously impeachment would dominate all of those other things that they're trying to do.
We're talking to Kyle Condick, who's the managing editor of Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball at UVA's Center for Politics. So is there any other way to investigate the lieutenant governor? I mean, he has asked for an FBI investigation if the stories out there are to be believed. But the FBI doesn't just jump in and investigate things. However, it seemed to me that the obvious solution was to ask the state police to investigate. The governor can ask them to look into this and come up with a report, can he?
I have to say, I'm not particularly sure on that one. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the Virginia State Police don't have jurisdiction in, in Massachusetts and in North Carolina, where these alleged sexual assaults happen. Yeah. That said, I guess it could be sort of informal thing in which they would interview the accusers, and I believe that the accusers have said that they would be willing to. Right. To testify, although I think that was more in the context of an impeachment proceeding in Richmond.
Right.
That was another one of the hazy things here is, you know, the lieutenant governor was asking for an investigation, but an investigation by whom and into what end?
Yeah, it does seem like it's a very messy situation. It's two issues here. One is the political issue for a lieutenant governor who's been accused of these crimes. And then the other is the legal issue where he is innocent until proven guilty. But that's not likely to be resolved in a timely fashion. So they've got to seek some sort of political resolution, at least in the short term.
Right. And, you know, one other just interesting piece of this is it just shows sort of the limits of the power of the parties in that you did have these almost universal calls for Ralph Northam to resign last Friday and Saturday. And then that has been sort of repeated for Justin Fairfax. And yet it's ultimately up to them as to whether they want to resign or not. And neither of them have, which is, I think, kind of noteworthy, although they I think they're both sort of indirectly bolstered by the problems of the other.
Right. You know,
if Fairfax didn't have these problems, he may very well be governor, but Northam felt maybe that he could stay because of the focus sort of shifting to his lieutenant governor.
Oh, sure. So if it was sort a clean transition without drama, then this would make more sense. But since everybody's engulfed in drama, I'm sure the Democrats also don't want Kirk Cox to suddenly become the governor.
That's right, and you know, Mark Herring has had his own problem here. Although it seems like Herring has sort of skated by here because of the severity with what Fairfax is accused of, and then also what that yearbook photo that doesn't really exist for Herring, and so he had his bad moment, but again, he seems to be. I wouldn't necessarily say in the clear, but in better shape than the other two.
Yeah, it's different to be dressed as a rapper in blackface than it is to have this clearly racist picture of a guy in a Klan outfit on your page. Here, real quick, Kyle, before we go, what do you think of the governor's decision to do this round of national media this weekend? It doesn't strike me that it's helped him. Would you argue over that, or?
I would not argue over that, and I agree with what you said right before I came on, which was that the governor probably was doing better when he was just sort of doing meetings and sort of out of the public eye. I mean, I still think his lowest point was that press conference last Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that these interviews he's done since then have necessarily been as bad as that, but. But the thing is if he's going to remain the governor, he can't just not be in public at all. He has to sort of reassert himself publicly. And, you know, that may be painful. And if he can't reassert himself publicly, maybe that's a reason to resign.
Yeah. Well, my advice to him would just be to focus on the work in front of him rather than trying to explain something that apparently cannot be explained unless you've got some answer. That will take all the questions away. This was not me, and this is how this picture got in the yearbook. I just don't see, you know, how you go out there and try to dig yourself out of the hole. He's digging it deeper, I think.
I think that's right, and I also think that he has made he made a suggestion. I believe it was in that press conference that that one of his classmates said that there were other problems with the yearbook, and yet. You know, just in terms of pictures placed on the wrong page and stuff. But as far as I can tell, he's never really delivered on
evidence.
You know, other examples of it. And I mean, there was talk. I can't remember if he said this or not publicly, but there was talk of facial recognition software or whatever for the photos.
Right,
I mean, there's been no delivery there either. Is that actually happening? Were there any results of it? I mean, I just don't even know.
Yeah.
But he hasn't really been able to back up that claim that that a lot of other mistakes were made in that yearbook, or that that is definitively not him in those pictures.
Yeah. Kyle Condick, the managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball at UVA Center for Politics. Always appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.